From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Peter
Sagal. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. My gosh, you're kind. In a plain-spoken, Great Plains kind of way. You're the best. It is a pleasure to be here in Sioux Falls. We have come here on a mission. Now, there are a lot of similarities between our current presidential campaign and that of 1972. Then, as now, the country was mired in an unpopular war. Then, as now, John McCain was getting on in years. All right, actually, they're not very much alike at all, but still, we have come to South Dakota to talk to one of the few men to run for president as a major party nominee and live to tell the tale. Senator George McGovern will join us later to tell us how it is done. You can decide for yourself which candidate you want to take his advice. But first, it's your turn to win something. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing fine. Who's this?
My name is Aaron Storter.
Hey, Aaron.
I'm Louisville, Kentucky.
What do you do there?
I'm a pastry chef.
You're a pastry chef?
Yes.
That is an exciting job. Does one sort of decide to become a pastry chef early in life, or does that you fall into it?
When I look back, possibly. I used to make a lot of mud cakes and set things on fire when I was young.
So. Right. And so that naturally led to that. Good.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Aaron. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to an author, humorist, and man responsible for everything you find at Baudet.com, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hello, Aaron.
Also say hello to a deputy editor and a blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Aaron.
Hello, hello.
And lastly, say hello to a television personality and the man behind MoRocca180.com, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Good. How you doing, Aaron?
Excellent.
We're having a fine time here in Sioux Falls, but now we've got to move on to business. It's time to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that. You'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I am.
All right. Here we go. Here's your first quote.
Dear friend, I am Ministry of the Treasurer of the Republic of America. My country has had a crisis that has caused the need for a large transfer of funds of $700 billion U.S. If you would assist me in this transfer, it would be most profitable to you.
Now, that was from a joke email that was being sent all around the country this week. It purports to be from the Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson. He's asking in the email, for $700 billion for what?
For the government bailout of the banks.
Exactly, the Wall Street bailout. Now, there are a lot of questions yet to be answered about what would be the biggest bailout in history. Among them, why $700 billion? Why not say $699,999,000,000 just to make it seem like a bargain, you know? Well, an insider, this is true, at the Treasury told Forbes.com, quote, "We just wanted to choose a really large number," unquote. Rumor, in fact, has it that President Bush therefore pressed for 6 zillion kabillion. But he conceded that in negotiations. Now Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury Paulson, was in deep negotiations with congressional Democrats all week. The Democrats were said to be demanding tough concessions in return for the money. For example, they will get a receipt. And Paulson has also promised that he will call them once in a while. So you guys are all financial wizards. What do you think of this? Is this what we need? I mean, do we need this? Otherwise, we're all going to be, you know, trying to raise crops in our backyards.
You know, if they do this and we pay $700 billion, we'll all still be going to work like we do now, only the taxes will gradually have to get so high that we won't really be making any money. If we don't do this, the whole thing will come crashing down. There will be no jobs, we'll all stay home, and we won't be making any money. So if we don't do this, at least we don't have to go to work.
There is a good theory.
Now that's comforting. Can't Cindy McCain just slap it on her Amex? And then,
now that would be patriotic.
Well, no, and you also have to pay each month, so that would be good. There would be
no balance. You can't carry balance over the Amex.
I want the miles from it, though.
You could go like from here to the sun and back.
All right, here is your next quote.
This isn't the way a tested hero behaves. I think someone's putting something in his Metamucil.
That was David Letterman. He was annoyed that someone had canceled an appearance on Wednesday night on Letterman's program as the gentleman in question, quote, suspended his campaign. Who?
Oh, I forget his name.
Now you're just messing with my head.
That would be John McCain.
Yes. In one of the most surprising moments in a presidential race that's been surprising us since it began 46 years ago, John McCain on Wednesday announced he was suspending his campaign so he could go back to Washington and knock some heads together. If he didn't, he implied we'd all be eating our house pets by Sunday. He also asked to postpone Friday's presidential debate, suggesting instead, and this is true, that it be rescheduled for the night of the vice presidential debate. Well then, what do the vice presidential candidates do? The McCain campaign demanded, in that case, that the Biden-Palin death match take place in a more suitable forum, namely the website Hot or Not. Yeah, that would be totally great. We have saved, Aaron, the most shocking development of the week for last. Carl?
Please tell me I'm not the only one who is shocked beyond belief. This can't be real. How can you guys say this won't change anything? This changes everything.
That was one of only a myriad of fans of the singer Clay Aiken who were shocked, stunned, blown away. Unmanned, if you will. By the revelation that Mr. Aiken is what?
Oh, gosh. I missed this one.
The first letter of that word was right.
I believe he's gay.
He is gay. He is gay. Who knew? The actor and singer who rose to fame in American Idol 5 years ago confirmed that he is gay in a cover story for People magazine. He says he's come out now because, first, he has a son now, and he wants to teach that son to be truthful in his life. And secondly, oh, come on. Many of Mr. Aiken's fans, known for their conservative musical tastes and for being as clueless as a box of hammers, were shocked by the revelation. You heard Carl quote one such fan from the site claynation.com. Another said she was so embarrassed about it, she didn't answer the phone all day. In other shocking revelations this week, John McCain said he was old. Barack Obama revealed himself to be black. And Yogi Bear didn't say anything. He just excused himself and jogged off into the woods. Carl, how did Aaron do in our quiz?
Aaron had 3 correct answers, Peter. Perfect score, so he wins our prize.
Well done, Aaron. Congratulations.